A dispatch arrived Tuesday from the Washington Post. Mu'tabar Haimeyan, Ye's new supreme leader, following his father's Israeli strike in February, has promised vengeance is inevitable. Trump threatened complete decimation in response and said talks would continue anyway. Both have walked into the trap of public rhetoric. Retreat now, and credibility collapses at home. Thoreau has the first word, then Hai Poitier.
I watch a succession harden under its own ceremony. The son takes the throne and declares vengeance inevitable, not because he has chosen it, but because the office demands it of him. A funeral crowd shouts for death. The new leader must let them shout, else they ask why his father's blood goes unavenged. Trump responds by threatening annihilation, not because he believes it will happen, but because the role demands he show no fear. Both men are imprisoned by what must be said aloud, while the actual machinery of statecraft, the talks, continues in silence. I saw this in Concord. The office owns the man, not the other way around. He inherits not power, but a debt, and the debt must be paid in ceremony before any real work can happen. The funeral is the payment. Everything that follows is machinery.
Mu'tabar Haimeyan needs Trump's threats to justify succession to prove Arden still frightens the West that the line holds. Trump needs the vengeance talk to validate his hardness at home. Either is lying. Both are using real hostility to answer the question that matters inside. Can the son hold what the father left? In Alexandria, we watched this shape repeat. Factions locking power through external conflict, not despite it. The talks will continue because both sides need the appearance of danger more than actual war.
The Washington Post had the story. The new succession is only stable if the heir can convince Trump that Iran still matters, and we're back tomorrow.